If what we want is a part-time economy, let's barrel ahead with Obamacare. America deserves much better than part-time jobs. Much, much better. We deserve to create full-time, good-paying jobs by the small and large businesses in this country that are just waiting to show economic growth. We have got to remove this lead weight from around their neck.
This lead weight implementation has been going less than easy. Several weeks ago, the White House announcing that it was going to postpone the employee mandate, the individual mandate. See how complicated this thing is, Steve Stone? And it's so complicated.
No wonder we can't understand it.
Someone that does understand it is a physician for 30 years, also congressman of the 1st Congressional District, Congressman Andy Harris. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Thank you very much for taking time to join me this morning. I appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure.
So the sound that we played coming out of news, that was you on the House floor. Tell me a little bit about the rhetoric we're hearing from the president. He's talking about using New York as sort of the success story of how Obamacare is going to save us money. You say that's not necessarily the case, though.
Oh, my gosh, no. New York is going to be the poster child of exactly how Obamacare is going to fail. The only reason, and the president has been going around saying, well, New York rates are going down 50%. You see, there's the proof Obamacare works. Well, the fact of the matter is that New York rates are four times the average rates from around the country. So even if it goes down 50%, it's still twice as high as everywhere else. And why New York's rates are higher is that New York used the Obamacare approach to setting their rates. That is, that they said that the insurance companies have to insure everyone. And what happened is, whereas they had 1 million people with individual insurance a few years ago before that law passed, now they have 30,000. They only have high-risk patients in the pools, and that the prices are, you know, out the top. Now, what Obamacare depends on for its success is for healthy young people to buy insurance. And in New York, when they raise the rates, healthy young people stop buying insurance. That's exactly what we're going to see around the country when they institute the Obamacare this fall, including in Maryland.
But young people aren't going to have a choice. I mean, they're mandated to participate in it.
Well, they have a choice. They pay a $100 penalty if they don't buy it. So let's see. I could pay in New York, $250 a month, or I could pay a $100 a year penalty. They're going to pay the $100 a year penalty and choose not to have the insurance.
I posted your entire speech on the House floor on my webpage at WBAL.com. I thought one of the interesting points that you made, one of the reasons that they're saving money in New York, or one of the reasons why the insurance in New York is so expensive, is because of the amount of regulation. There's actually more regulation in the New York health insurance than even in Obamacare. That regulation is one of the cause and results of why the insurance is so expensive.
Absolutely, because, again, their regulations call for no age differentials and no disease differentials between rating categories. So what you've basically done is you have one very high-priced product, and everyone but those with pre-existing conditions chooses not to buy the product. The individual mandate is not going to work in Obamacare because the penalty is so low that rational people will choose to pay the penalty rather than buy the insurance. And I can't blame them because the insurance is going to go up. Even in Maryland, where they attempted to fix the books and fudge the numbers, you know, announcing yesterday that, oh my gosh, no, the Obamacare rates aren't going to be that much higher. Even they are going to be 25% higher than they used to be. Now, if a healthy young person wasn't buying insurance before, why would they buy it when it's going to be 25 or 50% higher?
Right, but they're the cornerstone of this whole thing, is the young, healthy people. So the way I look at it is one of two things has to happen. Either the young, healthy people have to purchase insurance and be part of the program, or the federal government's going to have to raise the penalty enough to either force them into participating or make up the lack of revenue that they're going to need to support the older people on it.
That's right. If you choose to go down the path that the government is going down, which is basically, you know, overregulated insurance products that are more expensive than they need to be, and that's, you know, politically, you know, if, to make that New York program work, they would have to have penalties that are almost as large as the insurance itself. Well, if you did that, you'd have a revolution.
Right.
You know, people would say, no, I don't want to buy that product. Or if I'm going to buy a product, you know, let the free market choose what product to offer, not a government-driven regulation mandate.
So what happens to the Affordable Health Care Act? Whether you like it or not, the reality is it went through the legislative process. It survived the Supreme Court. I don't see the House defunding the entire thing. Obama won a second term. Basically, it's here to stay. Or am I missing something?
Well, obviously, it's not quite here to stay, because even the president decided that the small, the employer mandate is not good. It's not workable. He's going to delay it a year, but a lot of people think a year doesn't solve the problem. You know, in my comments, I talked about this part-time jobs problem. Well, what's happening is, if you look at the employment statistics for the first half of the year, only 100,000, a net of 100,000 full-time jobs were created. Every other job created that the president is going around the country thumping his chest about is a part-time job. And in fact, when you convert a full-time job to a part-time job, it counts as a new employment.
Right.
So what you're seeing nationwide, and this is why the growth estimate has just been lowered to 1.5%, because what you're seeing nationwide are employers looking at Obamacare and saying, I'm not hiring new full-time people, and I'm converting some of my full-time people to part-time people, and the delay of 1 year may actually accelerate that conversion, and it gets complicated, but because of the look-back feature, that some employers might think, wait a minute, if I convert people to part-time now, I might get out from that 50-employee mandate. People who have 60 or 70 employees, if they just move 20 of them to part-time, they could get out from that mandate once it goes into effect a year from now, the delay after the delay. So this is no fix whatsoever. The other thing is that the individual mandate subsidy, that is the free money coming from the government to pay for some of this insurance, all depends upon good information about that person having an employer policy, and that's what the president delayed for a year. So you can't even – the individual mandate doesn't work out right once the employer mandate is delayed. So that's why the House took the action of delaying everything for 1 year. And we may actually at some point just delay the funding or attempt to delay the funding for a year, although, you know, the Senate is not going to agree to that.
Well, it didn't get a lot of coverage this week, but it's important. I appreciate your time, Congressman.
No, my pleasure. Keep your eye on this. It's going to be a mess.
I will. I'll talk to you again real soon on it. Thank you very much. Congressman Andy Harris from Maryland's 1st Congressional District.